Greenside, the IGA podcast.
Also, Mike McCoy, the 2013 U.S.
Zach Johnson, now a two-time major champion after becoming the winner of the 144th Open Championship.
Welcome to Greenside, the IGA podcast. Clint Brown here with you. How about Gene Elliott? Coming off his win at the British Senior Amateur, teed it up at the Senior Amateur at Sunningdale Golf Club in Berkshire, England, made the cut. Tied for 70th, rounds of 73, 72, 73, 73. Unfortunately missed low amateur by a shot, but, and I will confirm this, I believe his recent win at the British Senior Amateur gets him in next year into the Senior Open. I believe he was exempt this year because of his low amateur medal 2 years ago in 2019. Obviously the championship was not held in 2020 because of the global pandemic, but I will I'll circle back and find that out if Gene is exempt into the Senior Open next year. Waterloo Open held July 16th and 18th. Big Mike Vasacki, minus 23, rounds of 62, 64, 67. All at Irv Warren there in Waterloo for a one-shot victory and the big $50,000 check. On the amateur side of that event, Trent Lindemann from New Sharon, minus 13, 70, 67, 66 for a four-shot win. The amateurs play a rotation of Gates Park, South Hills, and then Irv Warren on the final round. Trent will join us here just in a minute on the podcast. In the senior division, Bruce Westermeyer from Cedar Falls, 4-under par for a two-shot win. And Pat Ryan from Marshalltown, a one-shot winner in the super senior division. On the professional side, Iowa Senior PGA Professional Championship was held, Geneva Golf and Country Club. Jeff Schmid from Iowa City, a six-shot winner, 5-under par. Also qualifying for the National PGA Professional Championship on the senior side is Chad Prohl, Judd Gibb, Chris Black, and John Shaver. So hats off to those guys. PGA Tour. Up in the Twin Cities at the 3M Championship, Cameron Champ brings it home. Minus 15 for a two-shot victory over Louis Oosthuizen, Jonathan Vegas, and Charles Schwartzel. I will admit I had Louis on my team this week, one and done. Made a good pick coming off his good play there at the Open Championship, but just couldn't catch Cameron Champ. He played pretty solid over the weekend and just never really... Other than that last hole, we kind of made things a little bit interesting, but he played pretty solid all Sunday from what I saw. LPGA, Evian Championship over in France. Minji Lee, 18-under par, including a 64 to close, playoff winner. Next up, the LPGA will be at the ISPS Hand of World Invitational. That's an inaugural event on their schedule, going to be held in Northern Ireland. And the PGA Tour, I didn't mention, but they're off this week due to the Olympic Games.
Okay, here with Trent Lindemann, low amateur of the Waterloo Open. Trent, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Before we dive into the Waterloo Open, why don't you give the listeners an idea of kind of who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, Trent Lindemann. I'm from New Sharon, Iowa. Graduated from North Mahaska in 2012. I went on to attend Simpson College, where I graduated in 2016. Since then, I've been working at Grinnell Mutual, reinsurance company, since then in the underwriting department. And then with work, that lets me compete in these amateur tournaments. So that's where I am now.
Well, congratulations on your win. I know you've been close in a lot of battles down the stretch. You know, we've seen each other at different tournaments, so it's got to feel pretty special to get that first one, doesn't it?
Yeah, and my family and I actually talked about that. We thought last year was kind of a big step towards winning. I played well in the Iowa Am last year, and I knew I was trending in the right direction with everything. So yeah, it's. It's a great feeling.
Before we got started, we were talking about how with the Waterloo Open, you play three different courses. You play Gates Park, you play South Hills, you play Irv Warren. Can you talk to me a little bit about just kind of the mindset of going into that tournament, knowing you're going to be playing three different venues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're all fairly similar to each other. Like Gates and Irv are kind of tree line golf courses, and South Hills is more of an open, but you still have to put the ball in play. The big difference I thought was Gates Park was a little slower on the putting side. And then South Hills and Irv were pretty similar. So the first day I thought I struggled a little bit with putting, being slower. But then the last 2 days, I really got it going with the speed of the green. So
you fired rounds of 70, 67, 66. So I was going to kind of ask you about that kind of after your first day. You opened with 70, probably not, you know, you always want to, you know, get a few more, but did you feel like you were in a good spot after the first day?
I did. Yes. Coming out, I knew with that 70, I felt good going into South Hills, where I knew I actually have played better there in years past. And with a 720 tee time, we were going to get some really good conditions. It was going to be cooler. And so I knew I had to take advantage of the course and the conditions then. So
going into that last round at Irv, were able to make 8 birdies, including birdies on 12 through 15. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you had to keep the pedal down to come out on top?
Right. Yeah. So on number 10, when we completed 9 and was making the turn, I asked my dad, how's the leaderboard look? Cause we didn't have really any clue what was going on. And he said, you got to catch one guy, you're down by one. Okay. And I knew, on number 10, it was a short par 4. It was a birdie opportunity. And then you had really reachable par 5s coming up and a couple par 4s. So I knew with the birdie on 10, a par on 11, and then the birdie on 12, that kind of started me getting me going. And I knew after really 2 birdies on 12 and 13, I was like, I think I got this. And with the eagle opportunity on, it would have been 14, the short par 5. I knew then it should be enough, but I wanted to keep going.
Sure. You wrapped up the tournament 13 under par, good for a 4-stroke win. Trent, are you going into a tournament where you know, like, hey, I'm going to have to make a lot of birdies versus, hey, a tournament where, hey, par is going to be a really good score and I want to keep it around that? Is that, does one favor you over the other, do you feel?
Really, I think the one tournaments where par is going to be a good score, I'm not a guy that will go out and shoot low unless the putter absolutely catches on fire like it did on Saturday and Sunday. But I stuck to the game plan that my dad and I, which my dad's my caddy. So we kind of talked over a game plan, just staying committed, execute the shots and it'll pay off.
Can you talk about kind of how you use some of these, you know, previous experience when you talked about the IOM last year and, you know, even just in college coming up, kind of what you've learned and kind of how you use those experiences when you get into the heat of the moment?
Yeah. College actually was probably the first time where I've really gotten nervous. I won conference my senior year and conference is a big deal, you know, in college. So having the pressure, I knew how to handle that. But for my first tournament being tied for the lead in the last group, for some reason, I woke up that morning and I felt great. I felt really good about my game, where it was. And I knew what's really steps I needed to take, you know, get out to a fast start. But also avoid any mistakes and errors.
Are you one that can, you know, show up at the course and kind of just, you know, forget everything that's happened and just really focus? Or are you one that has to like kind of keep reminding yourself, hey, stay in the moment, one shot at a time, that kind of thing?
I think I'm the one where I can just show up and focus. Okay. I don't think I have a problem with focusing. I mean, I know what these tournaments are huge for me. I take them very serious. The prep for them. You know, there's a lot that goes into prep, and the previous, I played that Friday and Saturday at the Iowa Masters and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the Iowa AM. I needed the break on Thursday, but that break was beneficial because it kind of just cleared my head and got me going for Friday.
Sure. Coming into the Waterloo Open after the IOM, did you feel like your game was in a good spot coming in?
Yeah. And that's a great question. My back nine on Wednesday at the AM, I shot one under and that's what I told my dad. I said, really, when I got to the back nine on Wednesday, I said, I think this might set me up for what Friday, Saturday and Sunday will look like. And I wanted to go out and just post a good score, commit to every shot. And I did just that. And so having that one under back nine really set how the tone would be for the weekend.
For sure. So Trent, what else is on your schedule the remaining of the season, I guess?
Yeah, I plan on playing in the Herman Sonny Hyperion and also the Briarwood AM at the end of August. And then I may possibly do the U.S. Mid-AM qualifier as well.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you down the road. Before I let you go, I got one last question. You know, a lot of young players coming up and, you know, they're trying to learn how to win and you know, they're in contention. Well, what's maybe some advice you would give to, you know, the younger players coming up that, you know, are getting in the mix, but they're just not quite getting there, or they want to, you know, want to take that next step, or where they are in those final groups?
Yeah. I think the big thing is just stay positive. You know, one hole, it's not going to make or break it. There's a saying, you can't win on the first day, but you can lose. And I think that's a huge saying that I like to take is, I mean, even if you go out and shoot a 74 on the first day, you can come back the second day and shoot a really good score and you're in contention. So I think staying positive, committing to your game, leaning on what you have been doing well, and I would say prep, make sure you're prepping for tournaments. You know, you're not just, I'll just go in blind and do that, but I would say stay positive is the number one thing.
All righty. Well, Trent, again, congratulations on your win at the Waterloo Open, and we'll see you down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks, Clint.
See ya.
I forgot to mention earlier this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 97th Iowa Women's Amateur Championship is being contested up at Dubuque Golf and Country Club. We will come back next week. Hopefully we'll get the champion of that on the podcast, but watch our website and social media for updates and live scoring links and all that good stuff from the 97th Iowa Women's Amateur Championship.